The Latino vote gets a lot of attention in an election year. The Latino vote was hard won in Texas. Many organizations work to advocate for the Latino vote, including LULAC and the Mexican American Youth Organization. There are efforts to preserve the origins and history of another important voting rights organization, the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project. The SVREP was established in 1974 in San Antonio. It grew to be the largest and oldest nonpartisan Latino voter participation organization in the U.S. Willie Velasquez founded the SVREP and served as its executive director and president until his death at age 44. He and other members of the organization had the foresight to save just about everything associated with the SVREP, pamphlets, posters, photos, and audio and video recordings. Boxes of these materials had lingered in a San Antonio storage facility until the University of Texas at San Antonio took interest in 2015. Amy Rushing, head of UTSA Special Collections, says the SVREP kept the records in good condition.
When we opened a box, we could see what years the files were from. So that helped a lot. And, I mean, it was still a huge process to get the collection organized.
Rushing says it's of significant size.
It's around 430 linear feet, which translates to about 430 boxes and 550 redistricting maps. So it's very large.
Moira McKay is a public services and outreach archivist with UTSA Special Collections. She shows me the SVREP's founding papers, its Articles of Incorporation from 1974. She says Willie Velasquez had been on the FBI blacklist and had to wait several years until he could apply for the nonprofit designation.
That's when it came about in 1974, when they opened their first national site. We have that and a number of boxes of board meetings.
Which are not the most exciting things to read through, but it's all for historical perspective.
Yes, absolutely. They can be very useful for researchers, especially with details on specific people and cases.
Other items in the collection include public service announcements in English and Spanish.
Hi, this is Jose Feliciano. Did you know that in the last general election, only half of the eligible voters went out to the polls?
The collection also includes a scrapbook of newspaper articles from Willie Velasquez's funeral service in 1988. The photos prominently feature then-Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis delivering the eulogy. The records in the collection cover two decades of SVREP history through 1994. Amy Rushing, head of UTSA Special Collections, anticipates more material in the future, as the organization is still very much active in mobilizing the Latino vote. Rushing says the collection is important to share with UTSA students and the greater community so they can learn the lessons of history.
Well, I think it's important to be able to see where we've been, where we're going, and to see firsthand documentation of the struggles over the years, and to see how they dealt with these problems and how they worked to overcome them. Voter registration is still an issue today, so it's important to be able to go back and see how did they do this.
The Southwest Voter Registration Education Project is stored at the UTSA Library's Special Collection in San Antonio. I'm Norma Martinez in San Antonio.